Okay, so this is round three of the College Natural History Bowl between Harvard and Virginia. So, Harvard, if you guys want to buzz and give your name.
Dallas.
David.
Yeah.
Daniel. J.R. Evan. Matt.
Okay, so let's get started with toss-up number one. Toss-up.
J.H. Mensah organized this leader's work and happiness plan. He hosted the first meeting of the World Without the Bomb Group and was known in his country as Usquifeo. This,
Nkrumah.
Power.
Nkrumah.
William J. Smith was elected to the House in an early disputed election in the state. For 10 points each, identified this state that 9 years earlier witnessed fighting at the Battle of Kings Mountain.
South Carolina.
South Carolina Governor Thomas Pinckney's namesake treaty with this country secured free navigation on the Mississippi River. This one-time president of South Carolina was not confirmed by the Senate for his highest post due to his opposition to Jay's treaty. His brother Edward was the youngest signer of the Declaration.
Rutledge.
30 points.
Good job.
Plus two. This man was the dove to Paul Nitzke's hawk in a dual biography by Nicholas Thompson. One of LBJ's wise men on Vietnam, his 1957 Wright lectures called for demilitarizing Germany. This man's plan for a political approach to foreign policy was ignored in NSC 68, issued by his rival Dean Acheson, and his American life was detailed in a recent John Lewis Gaddis biography. His best-known work describes a certain country as living in a capitalist encirclement and was expanded...
Okay, so it's the dude who did the X article and the long telegram. Keenan?
Yeah, 10 points for reasonable. Bonus. Identify the following about early Roman history for 10 points each. In 396 BCE, Roman forces captured the city of Veii, the capital of these people, located around Tuscany. Kings of these people, like Tarquin the Proud,
went
to Rome. According to legend, the Romans defeated the Etruscans from Rome in, expelled them from Rome in this 498 BCE battle named for a body of water.
That's all I know.
Castor and Pollux supposedly appeared as horsemen to help win this battle against Tarquin the Proud.
I was thinking I'd wait Regulus.
Go for it.
Like Regulus.
Yeah. Livy's History of Rome chronicles the 168 BCE Battle of Pydna, which was a defeat for Perseus, the last monarch in this line of kings.
The Antigonids.
30 points.
Not really. I've only got like one question.
Toss three. One novel by this man sees Gabriel give himself up, allowing Gregor to return to civilization by pretending to be a deaf mute. In a novella by this author, Dr. Russell helps a protagonist recover from getting hit by a New York City taxi. This author of The Gates of the Forest and a work published as both The Accident...
Ellie Wiesel.
Power.
Wow, good job.
Bonus. The genesis of this event lay in one corporation's attempt to double the length of eastbound trains without increasing the size of the crews. For 10 points each, an event this large strike which broke out in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and quickly spread across the mid-Atlantic region. Answer. Yeah. During this strike, the National Guard was brought in to suppress strikers in this city, where the local militia was sympathetic to laborers.
Model one.
Pittsburgh. This borough lying across the Monongahela from Pittsburgh was the site of another strike in 1892, during which Pinkerton guards fought strikers over control of the town. 20 points for Harvard. We're on toss four. This man at one point ruled from the Orchard Throne and was married to Wan Rong. This ruler gained power thanks to a woman derisively called Old Buddha, who died a day after he took the throne. Lao Shi was the likely author of a history of this man, who was forced from his capital by Christian general Feng Yuziang. In one position, this ruler was known as the Khan Dei Emperor. The Emperor Dowager Cixi...
Puyi?
Yeah. Bonus. This social scientist analyzed the court at Versailles as a model of aristocratic manners in his influential work, Court Society. For 10 points each, identified by the sociologist who traced the evolution of European manners in his magnum opus, The Civilizing Process.
So, okay, The Civilizing Process is,
I've never heard this.
No, it's...
Answer. Norbert Elias. Elias argued that the concept of civilization in France was strongly associated with this 18th century school of economic thought, which was held that that value primarily or originates from land and includes Francois Cuisenet. Yeah, Elias worked closely in the tradition established by this compatriot of his in such works as The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism. 20 points for Norbert. Tussle 5. This large investor in the Onion River Company swiftly reacted to the Westminster Massacre and led one side in a dispute over the Wentworth Grants. Timothy Dwight attacked this person's financially unsuccessful deist book, Reason, the Only Oracle of Man. He joined his cousins Seth Warner and Remember Baker in forming...
Ethan Allen.
10 points. Virginia Brunis, one member of this family, was convicted of third-degree murder for killing a wrestler named Dave Schultz in 1999. For 10 points each, identify this family whose namesake company created products like Corfam, Corian, and Nomex.
DuPont.
Enter. DuPont. The DuPont Corporation is headquartered in this state, this first state to ratify the Constitution. Joe Biden served as a senator from the state. Pierre DuPont helped save this company from bankruptcy in the early 20th century. Charles Irwin Wilson was once declared, what's good for this company is good for the country.
Ford. Yeah, Ford.
General Motors.
No, yeah,
Ford.
Oh.
Toss up 6. William McKinley appointed Adlai Ewing Stevenson to head a commission charged with international promotion of this cause. The Thomas Amendment to the AAA Act furthered this cause. This cause, promoted by William Harvey, was advanced by an 1878 piece of legislation that authorized $2.5 million to be used...
Free silver.
Yeah, power.
Goodbye. I was in my meds.
So, Virginia Bronis, this man seized power following the death of his cousin, King Athelbald. For 10 points each, identify this King of Mercia from 757 to 796, who constructed a namesake dyke and minted a long-lasting silver penny. He was a contemporary of Charlemagne.
Offa.
Offa's close relationship with Pope Adrian I helped him sidestep this religious office. Troops of Henry II infamously assassinated another holder of this position, Thomas Becket.
Archbishop
of Canterbury.
This most learned man anywhere to be found and star of the Carolingian court praised King Offa. Hailing from Northumbria, he wrote the bishops, kings, and saints of York.
Alcuin of York.
30 points.
Funny thing about that silver coat is it has there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet written on it. I'm not joking.
Alcuin. Toss up 7. One 10-point plan held that this action must occur with the approval of the CSCE. Opposition to this action resulted in the defeat of the SED party. To bring about this action, one participant in it offered...
German unification.
No.
What are you doing?
This is the
good one.
Yesterday was the...
Yeah. Offered a reduction of the army to 370,000 men and a $5 billion credit extension. Negotiations preceding this action were known as the 2 plus 4 talks, at which the four were Douglas Hurd, Roman Dumas,
right.
Edward Shirvanadze, and James Baker. Made possible by Article 23 of the Basic Law, this action occurred after Helmut Kohl accepted a 1-to-1 replacement of one participant's currency with the mark, resulting in the addition of 5 new Länder to one nation. For 10 points, I identify this action, which merged a democratic republic with its western neighbor.
German reunification.
Yeah, so I don't have unification here, and that could potentially refer to the first one, so I won't accept it for now, but you can
we'll mark it. That'll be good.
Good buzz.
I mean, SED is the East German parties.
Who got that over here? Steven?
Yeah.
So, bonus. In the same game as his most famous basket, this player has earned a controversial no-ejection technical foul for kicking Amino Timberlake in the stomach for 10 points each. Name is forward who caught a 90-foot pass from Grant Hill and made a buzzer-beating jumper to win the 1992 East Regional Final of the NCAA Tournament, often called the greatest college basketball game ever played.
Leitner.
Yep. Leitner was playing for Duke against this school, then coached by Rick Pitino. This home of the Wildcats won 4 NCAA titles under Adolph Roof, as well as the 1996 and 1998 championships. This all-time NCAA leader in assists was named MVP of the Final Four in 1992. His missed shot sent the Kentucky game into overtime. His NBA career was later derailed when he was hit by a truck after 1 year with the Kings.
Is it like Jamal Mashburn or one of those guys?
John Stockton.
Answer. Bobby Hurley, 20 for Hurley.
What's
that? You've been right both times.
Toss of 8. A diplomatic snafu in this polity arose when a foreign soldier was killed in a scuffle over pigeon shooting in the...
Egypt.
Wow.
Harvard, you're bonus. This series of regulations divided legislative power between the Duma and the Imperial Council and proclaimed that the Tsar had to complete control over the executive offices, army, and foreign policy for 10 points each. I divide this decree promulgated by Nicholas II on May 6, 1906, 4 days after the dismissal of Sir David. This is the fundamental laws. The fundamental laws were promulgated just months after this other decree effectively established Russia's first constitution. It guaranteed certain civil liberties and freedom of speech and established the Duma. It's named after the month of its issuance.
October.
The radicals in the Duma were represented by this party, either known by its official name or by the Russian pronunciation of its initials. After Nicholas dissolved the Duma, this party issued the Vyborg Manifesto, calling on the country to refuse to pay taxes. Answer. Constitutional Democratic Party, 10 points. Toss-up 9. During the execution of some of these people's 10 martyrs, letters were seen flying into the sky. During a battle against these people, 4 dams were destroyed by saboteurs at the Antonio Fortress. One group of these people mockingly passed around a hat after being ordered to pay money to Jesseus Florus. Marcius Turbo fought against these people, led by Lucius, in the Quito's War. Some of these people...
Jews.
Power. UVA, your bonus. Name these incidents in the run-up to World War II in Asia for 10 points each. Along with a British vessel, this American gunboat was attacked by Japanese planes in 1937 while sheltering embassy staff in the Yangtze River. Japan paid reparations for the 48 dead. In 1931, an explosion on the South Manchurian Railroad became the pretext for a Japanese takeover of Changchun and Jilin in this affair. Yep. In 1915, Japan had secured control of its territory interests in China. With this document that Yuan Shikai signed, due to its rejection of the open door policy, this document was modified in the Lansing Ishii Agreement.
Is this the convention in Tientsin?
21 demands, 20 points.
Plus 10 after 12.
When an old woman called this piece rubbish at its premiere, its composer replied that she got the message. Its composer petitioned for a ballet of this work to be set in a factory, and it was prominently used as a sex scene in Bo Derek's 10. The composer of this work once held up a stopwatch to Toscanini after one performance, complaining that it was played... Yeah, 10 points. Bonus. People involved in this event launched the class action lawsuit Al-Jundi v. Mancusi in order to gain reparations from people like Commissioner Russell Oswald for 10 points each, led by this 1971 incident where the perpetrators were accused of killing hostages through the use of zip guns and throat slitting, both later proven to be media inventions. Answer. What?
Attica.
Yeah. The Attica uprising took place at a prison in this state. Its governor, Nelson Rockefeller, ordered state police to raid the prison. Yeah. Jomo Davis, a leader of the Attica uprising, was pardoned by Hugh Carey. Carey worked closely on achieving peace in Northern Ireland with the Speaker of the House, who was succeeded by Jim Wright.
Tip O'Neill.
30 points.
Good job. It's good. Yeah, it makes sense.
So that makes it at the half, 120 for Harvard, 230 for UVA.
Okay.
Toss 11. According to Notker the Stammerer, the fortifications of these people consisted of 9 concentric ring walls within which they stored plunder. Justin II agreed to pay tribute to these people in 571 CE, and his son Tiberius II negotiated their help in lifting the siege of Sirmium. They were the target of a major campaign by the Byzantine general Priscus. Under the second Khan Bayan, these people failed to take take Constantinople in 626, the founders of an empire centered on the Pannonian Plain. These people were also the target of multiple campaigns by Charlemagne, who established the Ostmark by defeating them. For 10 points, I don't know these nomadic peoples who settled in the valley between the Danube and Tisza rivers before the Magyars.
Avars.
It is the Avars.
So, it wouldn't be Bulgar if you had battled Bulgar.
Harvard, you're bonus. Identify the following about some military theorists for 10 points each. Karl von Clausewitz, who wrote the influential 1832 Treatise on War, hailed from this German state. It defeated Napoleon III in an 1870 war. Prior to Clausewitz, the preeminent military theorist in Europe was this French officer who served under Napoleon. His works include Treatise on Grand Military Operations and Summary of the Art of War.
J1.
Answer. Jomini. This Sandhurst historian wrote of the deficiencies of the battle piece in his book about the experiences of Agincourt, Waterloo, and the Somme, the face of battle.
What's that?
This Sandhurst
Answer? This is John Keegan, 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
Toss 12. This man's mother was originally to wed the Archon Hippocleides, but married Megacles instead. This man shares his name with the ruler of Sicyon, who allies. I can't remember, like, SAT or something.
Every time.
Bonus. A modification of this idea was the principle of actualism elucidated by Karl Ernst Adolf von Hoff. For 10 points each, identify this hypothesis, who states that the processes which created the current geological features are the same ones at work today, although they may differ in intensity.
Say something, Daniel.
No answer.
Uniformitarianism.
Not that!
Uniformitarianism was first postulated by this Scottish naturalist, hailed as the father of modern geology.
Yeah.
Hutton. Hutton's theory was strongly promoted by this English scientist and his monumental Principles of Geology. This man also taught Charles Darwin.
Lyle.
10 points. Toss 13. This politician used the Public Safety Act against the Blue Shirts. Late in his career, he was opposed by the two so-called inter-party governments led by John Costello. 2 years after losing an election to William Cosgrave, he won the presidency on a platform that advocated for abolition of an oath. Cosgrave's government had previously imprisoned this founder of the Republican Society, who became prime minister in 1932 under the presidency of Douglas...
Baldwin.
No. Of Douglas Hyde, and regained the position in 1948 after Costello's government declared his nation's official independence. For 10 points, identify this politician who founded the Fianna Fáil Party and led Ireland through much of the middle 20th century.
De Valera.
Yeah. Bonus. This man obtained one position over Charles Sumner and worked to prevent the Alabama from being allowed to set sail. For 10 points each, I don't know, this man who was ambassador to England tried to keep the United Kingdom from assisting the Confederacy during the Civil War.
Prompt. Charles Francis.
Yeah. Charles Francis Adams was the vice presidential candidate for the Conscious Whig faction of this party in 1848. That same year, Martin Van Buren led the Barnburner contingent of this anti-slavery party. Adams' predecessor as ambassador to England was this man. This one-time secretary to Albert Gallatin was James K. Polk's vice president.
Oh,
it's
is it Dallas?
Okay.
Dallas.
Yeah. 30 points for Virginia.
Dallas.
Toss 14. During religious celebrations in this region, the traditional Gidha dance is performed. In the 19th century, the Sirhind Canal was built in this region. The Moorish mosque can be found in this city of Kapurthala, while it also contains the city of Saints Multan. This region is home to the capital of Mahmud of Ghazni, and its namesake language can be written using the Gurmukhi alphabet. The Bias and four other rivers make up the five rivers described.
Punjab.
That's right.
Five rivers.
Should
have buzzed on Mahmud
of
Ghazni. That's where that is.
So, Harvard, these places were the targets of the bandieras, and one of them had a population of perhaps 20,000 in the 1690s. For 10 points each, I remember these communities in the interior of Brazil, which were larger than Mocambo's. The largest one of these places was Palmares.
Okay, so like ranches or...
Answer? Colombos. Most of the residents of Colombos ran away from Engenho's plantations that produced this product. It was the chief export of Brazil before the gold rush in the 1690s.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Answer?
Sure.
Yeah. Brazilian slaves were freed during the reign of this final emperor of Brazil. 20 points. Toss up 15. In one campaign, this entity fell short of capturing St. David, leading to it being sued by its former governor general for expenses. This group was absorbed into the Marine Ministry in 1770, 50 years after it took control of Mahé and Mauritius. This entity was defeated in the 1760 at the Battle of Wandiwash, and it soon after lost control of its one-time capital, Pondicherry. 3 years before, it had sent an...
French East India.
That is right.
Oh. I knew what it was. I didn't know that.
But it was so your bonus, Harvard. Prompted by the British siege of Toulon's, this decree issued in August of 1793 resulted in the mobilization of 14 armies. For 10 points each, I identify this decree, an effective universal conscription of all able-bodied Frenchmen. The Levée en Masse was issued by this legislative body, which was the nominal government of the revolution from 1792 until 1795.
No.
media policy?
Answer.
National
Convention. After the fall of Robespierre and the Thermidorian reaction and the White Terror, the Constitution of 1795 replaced the National Convention with a bicameral legislation accompanied by this executive body. This regime lasted until Napoleon's 1799 coup.
The director.
Answer.
Director.
20 points.
The council of ancients.
Toss up 16. In 1846, an organization called the Society of Friends to Farmers formed in this country. This nation's last succession struggle was a 16th century conflict called the Counts' War, a conflict waged by...
Counts' War in Sweden?
No. A conflict waged by forces under the command of Christopher of Oldenburg. After disbanding this nation's royal guards in 1771, the royal secretary Johann Friedrich Struness was executed here. The March Cabinet was formed in this country by its king, Frederick VII, resulting in the creation of the bicameral Folketing. This nation ceded one of its major possessions to one of its neighbors via the Treaty of Kiel, which ended this country's domination of its neighbor, Norway. For 10 points, identify this nation ruled by a number of kings named Christian.
Denmark.
It is Denmark.
Virginia bonus. This group was led by Gerard Winstanley, and a song about their struggle was covered by Billy Bragg for 10 points each. Run by this group that formed on St. George's Hill in Weybridge. One of their names distinguishes them from the authors of the Agreement of the People.
It's like the Diggers, or the True Levelers, Diggers.
Right? Answer.
Diggers.
Yep. This is a general met with the Digger leaders, but refused to evict them. After being wounded, taking Helmsley Castle, he was made commander-in-chief of the New Model Army and emerged victorious at Naseby.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Fairfax.
In the 20th century, a group called the Diggers formed in this American city. The Oracle was published from its radical Height Ashbury neighborhood.
Okay.
30. Toss up 17. This man was given early training by the community service organization established by Fred Ross and Sal Alinsky. A subordinate of this man named Eugene Nelson orchestrated a march from Rio Grande City to Austin to protest Texas's low minimum wage. On Arizona...
Caesar
Chavez.
Power.
Oh,
good stuff. Good job, Pierre.
This man's early distinctions included being chosen president of the International Sanitary Conference, and he got his start as assistant to William Everett for 10 points each. I've met this author of the supposedly not-too-bad book, The Breadwinners, who also played a key role in the negotiations that kept the Philippines in American possession following the Spanish-American War.
Hey.
Hey is perhaps best known for this diplomatic position, formulated as a series of circulars to representatives of other nations while Hay was Secretary of State. It held that all addressed nations should have equal access to China. Hay's first position of real diplomatic significance was his appointment to this post by William McKinley. Others that held this position before him included James Buchanan and John Quincy Adams.
Like ambassador to England?
Or Russia.
Russia.
Ambassador to Russia.
England.
No.
20 points.
I don't think Quincy Adams.
Yeah, Quincy, because there was this one tale about him like pouring out himself in Russia.
Toss up 18. This man's so-called new measures were the target of a critical pamphlet by John Williamson Nevin titled The Anxious Bench, which criticized followers...
It's like Finney.
Power.
What? Why would you toss it? Why would that be the... Okay, whatever.
Okay. The total figure rests her elbow on a table containing a red cloth, a bowl of fruit, and a milk jug, and this artist a girl's sleeve for 10 points each. Item by this artist also painted a man in green touching a globe in one work.
Is that Vermeer?
Vermeer.
Jan Vermeer's Little Street depicts this Dutch city during its golden age. It's where the artist lived and worked.
Yes, Delft.
An unveiled green curtain reveals a girl performing this action next to an open window in a Vermeer painting. A woman in a blue bête de jacques who is possibly pregnant stands in front of a map and another Vermeer work title for this action.
I was thinking opening a letter.
Okay. Answer?
Opening a letter.
Yeah, reading number 30.
Reading a letter, or
yeah,
I'm just reading the.
Toss 19. One person who tried to help this company was Steve Spinner, who had formally recused himself from discussions due to his wife doing legal work for this company. A spokesman denied that Jonathan Silver's resignation was tied to a scandal over this company, whose former employee, Lindsay Eastburn, claimed that it resold brand new equipment at cut-rate prices. FBI agents raided the home of its former CEO, Brian Harrison, in September 2011, and legal action has also targeted its founder, Chris Gronet. Despite emails...
called Solara?
No. Despite emails warning this deal was not ready for prime time. This company was given funds in time for Joe Biden to appear at its September 2009 groundbreaking. Netboy's name is California's solar cell manufacturer, which went bankrupt after receiving a Department of Energy loan.
My bad.
At least you figured it out. Solaricity.
Solyndra. That's awesome. In this province, Fred Dixon and J.S. Woodsworth were arrested following Bloody Saturday. The capital of this province was the site of Fort Rouge, constructed by Pierre Gaultier de Varennes. A later settlement in this province was destroyed in the Seven Oaks Massacre.
Red River. Manitoba?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
How is that a problem?
I mean, it got incorporated into that, but I guess. I don't know if it was at that point.
After the Seven Oaks. Well, the Seven Oaks is in Red River.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was the Red River territory.
And it's set in province.
I mean, you can come up with a
protest.
Was that? Do we have
enough
protests?
That was 10.
I agree.
So, Thomas, the Amarna letters contain a diplomatic correspondence between Amenhotep III and the king of this Hurrian polity named Tushratta for 10 points each, identify this Mesopotamian kingdom with capital at Washukani. Its greatest king was Saus Tatar. Answer. Mitanni Kingdom. The Mitanni's capital was raised by an army led by Supolamas I, a king of this empire. This kingdom employed its chariot expertise at the Battle of Kadesh. Hattusili sacked this capital city of the Yamkad. Safi al-Dawla employed the poet al-Mutnabi at his court in the city, and while it's not Isfahan, Tamerlane did stack skulls outside of this city following a 1400 sack.
Delhi.
Aleppo, 10 points.
Wow. He did
what?
What?
Final score, Virginia, 425, Harvard, 190.